Good almost afternoon. It's time for the nearly noon news on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting. In the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse, today should remain mostly sunny with a high near 84. Tonight, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 4 a.m., partly cloudy with a low around 65, and on Friday, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms before 7 a.m., mostly sunny with a high near 85. And in the news for today, recent polling shows Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes is maintaining a slight edge over Republican U.S. Senator Ron Johnson just more than 2 months from the November election. While Johnson has outperformed polls before, political experts note unique challenges this election cycle. On Sunday, the Trafalgar Group released the results of a survey of Wisconsin voters conducted between August 22nd and the 25th. Barnes led Johnson 49.4% to 47.1%. Just more than 3% of those surveyed were undecided. Barnes' lead was within the poll's 2.9% margin of error. A Fox News poll released August 18 had Barnes with 50% of the support of likely voters and Johnson trailing with 46%. The Democrats' lead was just outside the survey's 3% margin of error. Those results weren't far off from a Marquette University Law School poll on August 17th showing Barnes beating Johnson 51 to 44% among likely voters. In 2016, Johnson stunned political observers when he defeated former Democratic U.S. Senator Russ Feingold after Marquette polling in late August showed Feingold ahead by 4 percentage points. The La Crosse Tribune reports that Wisconsin voters with disabilities are entitled to receive third-party help mailing ballots or delivering them to a clerk, a federal judge ruled on Wednesday. The order comes after several voters with disabilities asked a federal court to ensure they can receive help voting following a Wisconsin Supreme Court decision and subsequent comments from the state's chief election officer that appeared to severely limit, if not eliminate, their ability to vote. No matter what state statutes or recent state court decisions say, federal law permitting help for voters with disabilities preempts Wisconsin's law, U.S. District Court Judge James Peterson of the Western District of Wisconsin said on Wednesday, quoting, "Voters shouldn't have to choose between exercising their federal rights and complying with state law, but that is the position that plaintiffs find themselves in, and that is in part because defendants have refused to provide needed clarification," Peterson said. The lawsuit followed the Wisconsin Supreme Court's 4-3 ruling that absentee ballots must be delivered by mail or in person to a local clerk's office or designated alternate site. The majority also held no one but the voter can return his or her ballot in person. The state high court did not rule on whether voters can have someone else handle their ballot on its way to the mailbox, but a week after the ruling, Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf declared that, quote, "the voter is the one who is required to mail their ballot." The lawsuit was filed last month by several plaintiffs with disabilities who are represented by the liberal law firm Law Forward against the Elections Commission and Wolf. The plaintiffs in the case asked the court to declare that Wisconsinites with disabilities are entitled to receive help returning their ballots. The plaintiffs alleged violations of the First and 14th Amendment, as well as numerous federal laws, including the Voting Rights Act and Americans with Disabilities Act. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.